Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Environmental Disputes and Role of the Courts Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On March 20th, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Decker v. Northwest Environmental Center, consolidated with Georgia Pacific West Incorporated v. Northwestern Environmental Defense Center. In both cases, the issues involve Environmental Protection Agency regulations about the Clean Water Act requirements. The first issue concerned the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES, which provides for judicial review of rules that implement the Clean Water Act. The question was whether, notwithstanding the existence of the NPDES, a person may challenge the validity of a Clean Water Act rule by different means, namely a citizen suit to enforce the Clean Water Act. The second issue concerned stormwater from logged roads. The question was whether the Ninth Circuit correctly held that such stormwater is industrial under the Clean Water Act, even though the Environmental Protection Agency determined otherwise in its regulations, including a new rule issued the Friday before oral argument in the case. In an opinion delivered by Justice Kennedy, the court reversed the decision of the Ninth Circuit by a vote of 7-1 and remanded the case for further proceedings. On the first issue, the court determined that a citizen suit is permissible where, as here, it is brought against an alleged violator and seeks to enforce an obligation imposed by the Clean Water Act or its regulators. On the second issue, the court held that the Environmental Protection Agency's interpretation of its own regulations was reasonable and therefore entitled to deference under the court's decision under R.V. Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Thomas, Ginsburg, Alito, Sotomayor, and Kagan joined Justice Kennedy's majority opinion. Chief Justice Roberts filed a concurring opinion, which was joined by Justice Alito. Justice Scalia filed an opinion concurring in part and dissenting in part. Justice Breyer did not take part in the consideration or decision of the cases. To discuss the consolidated cases, we have Daniel Heimbaugh, a staff attorney in the Pacific Legal Foundation's Pacific Northwest Center, where he focuses on land use and environmental litigation. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Heimbaugh.
Thank you for joining us on this Federalist Society podcast. This podcast is about the opinion in Decker versus Northwest Environmental Defense Center. The Supreme Court issued its opinion in this case on March 20th, 2013. And let's get right to the holding. The holding of the opinion is that under the pre-amendment version of the EPA's Industrial Stormwater Regulation, National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permits are not required for stormwater discharges on logging roads. The practical impact of the opinion is that at least 5 million property owners throughout the country were spared from federal regulation that could have cost them upwards of $100,000 to obtain federal stormwater permits and could have locked them out of the use of their property for timber harvesting, and also could have exposed them to Clean Water Act citizen suits. So how did the court reach its holding in this case? First, I think it'd be important to look at the background of the case. Generally, the Clean Water Act requires that individuals must obtain National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES, permits for point source discharges of pollutants into waters of the United States. Where a discharge, however, is entirely composed of stormwater, a permit is needed only when that discharge is associated with industrial activity. In 2006, an environmental group, the Northwest Environmental Defense Center, sued timber companies and a few Oregon state officials, alleging that the operation of two roads in the Tillamook State Forest was resulting in discharges of stormwater without permits, and that permits were required because those discharges were associated with industrial activity. In 2011, the Ninth Circuit agreed with the environmental group and held that the stormwater discharges on the Oregon logging roads were both point sources under the Clean Water Act and were discharges that were associated with industrial activity and therefore required permits. This ruling from the Ninth Circuit had nationwide implications because there are millions of miles of forest roads throughout the country that could potentially have required new federal permits in light of the court's ruling. The Supreme Court granted cert, and after the certiorari was granted and shortly before oral argument took place, the EPA amended its stormwater regulation to clarify that its position all along had been that MPDES permits were not required for the logging road runoff. The agency thought that that kind of stormwater discharge was exempt from permitting. So on March 20th, the court issued a 7-1 opinion. Justice Breyer recused. The opinion was authored by Justice Kennedy, and there was a concurrence by Chief Justice Roberts, joined by Justice Alito, and an opinion concurring in part and dissenting in part by Justice Scalia. Let's walk through the opinion. There were two preliminary issues that the court had to rule on before it could get to the merits. The first was whether Northwest Environmental Defense Center properly invoked the citizen suit jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. On that question, the court held that, yes, NEDC had indeed properly brought the suit because it had been brought for the purpose of enforcing the Clean Water Act against alleged violators of the Clean Water Act. The other question the court had to confront was whether the case was moot. EPA's amendment of its stormwater regulation shortly before oral argument had caused the court to question at oral argument whether the whole controversy was moot because EPA had clarified its position and it was clear now that permits would not be required for logging road runoff. The court decided the case was not moot, however, because there was a live controversy that existed as to whether the petitioners could still be held liable under the pre-amendment version of the rule for discharges that had occurred before the amendment. So the court decided it needed to move on and look at the merits. On the merits of the issue, the court reiterated that MPDES permits were required only where channeled stormwater discharges are associated with industrial activity, because that is a category of stormwater pollution that Congress explicitly wanted EPA to regulate under the Clean Water Act. However, the court also noted that EPA had a regulation setting forth the meaning of the phrase associated with industrial activity. EPA interpreted its own regulation to refer to discharges that were related to traditional industrial buildings and facilities, such as factories, and not to outdoor timber harvesting, such as was at issue in this case. Reviewing EPA's regulation, the court decided that the regulation was entitled to what's known as our deference, whereby the court would defer to the agency's interpretation of its own regulation. The court found that EPA's interpretation, which exempted logging road runoff from permitting, was not clearly erroneous, and therefore the court upheld the agency's interpretation. The court also noted that EPA's interpretation of its regulatory exemption for logging road runoff was consistent with the agency's past practice and consistent with the agency's position in the case as amicus. And at the urging of a number of amicus briefs in the case, the court noted that it was reasonable for EPA to interpret its exemption because state regulation of logging road runoff was extensive, and Oregon was already devoting substantial resources to making sure that any pollution resulting from the use of the roads was monitored and controlled. It's interesting to note that Scalia's dissent builds a case against the kind of deference that the court awarded to the EPA. Justice Scalia vigorously dissents against deferring to the EPA's interpretation of its own regulation. And while Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito in the concurrence noted that this was not the appropriate case to address this deference issue, those two justices did indicate that they would be open to addressing it in a future case. As far as the practical impact of the case, there is at least one challenge pending to EPA's amended stormwater regulation rule. The court decided not to address the amended rule in its Decker opinion. So presumably the new challenge will go forward, although it's difficult to see how the court's Decker opinion would not foreclose that challenge, since the new rule simply clarifies what EPA has been saying all along, which is that logging road runoff is exempt. And again, the impact for property owners across the country is great. It spares millions of people tremendous and really unnecessary cost and delay of getting federal permits that even the EPA considered to be unnecessary in this case. I hope you found this analysis of the Decker opinion helpful. Thanks for downloading this podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.